Good morning, and thank you for your interest in nutrition. I think we're more focused these days on supporting a healthy terrain, what we call a terrain or the environment in which our cells grow. And nutrition is one of the things that can help to keep that terrain supportive of health and not permissive or encouraging of cancer growth. So in Servan Shriver's book, he talks about the things that we can do, and you probably know a lot about these things. One of them is the importance of regular physical activity, and though this is a nutrition talk, I'd like to emphasize that really the two things go together, and it's really important to get enough exercise to keep your muscle mass, protect your muscle mass so it doesn't turn into fat mass. For one thing, when we let our muscles atrophy and we get more fat in our body, we produce more cytokines, which are pro-inflammatory, and those seem to make the terrain more permissive. So getting some exercise on a regular basis is important. But the things that I'm going to really emphasize in this short time that we have together are the dietary factors that we think are protective. So just quickly, though, before I get into that, I like to encourage people, and you probably heard about this in the last presentation, the importance of breathing. So getting enough exercise, what we call exercising to huffy-puffy or getting a little bit breathless, is very helpful, not only in controlling muscle mass, but it's also helpful in getting rid or helping the body get rid of toxins. And again, as we control fat mass, we help to reduce pro-inflammatory cytokine production.